This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hillsboro will be in the road black uniforms, trimmed out in the orange and the white. Hillsboro in orange lettering across the front with the white numerals, and they've got an orange collar on those road blacks with an orange H about in the middle of the shorts. For Nokomis, home whites, Redskins in black lettering, trimmed out in the crimson. It'll be Sobel and Matouche to jump, and here we go. Carter wins the tap, as he has done so many times over his storied career here at Nokomis. Man-to-man for the Toppers. Herbstreit working on Smale. Bad pass, deflected right back to Evan, and he saves it on the baseline. Nokomis fortunate to still have possession. Into the hands of Seth Johnson. Off to Nodal. Leaves it for Herbstreit. Nodal comes and sets the screen. Herbstreit works the other way. Kendall has it now right side of the key back to Evan. Into the hands of Nodal. Kendall Nodal, top of the key to Sobel. Carter on the left wing, picks up the bounce, leaves it back now for Seth Johnson. On the wing to Herbstreit. Tassetti is dressed tonight as Herbstreit rises and hits. Evan Herbstreit knocks down the 15-footer, and that's how this game gets underway on the offensive end. Here comes the ball press, three-quarters court right now for Nokomis. As Smale in the backcourt, middle of the floor to Vogel. Across the timeline they come. Here's Drake Vogel. Right side of the key, thought about the three. Instead, back to Tekin it goes. In the corner with Dylan Smale. Bounced it once, back to Tekin. Across the floor with Vogel. Drake Vogel, a step behind the line to Tekin. Slip pass to Andre, rises. Heart of the lane, yes, for Nick Andre. Good patient possession right there. Toppers wind up getting the basketball right in the middle of the lane with Andre. And boy, that is a good weapon to have against this Nokomis 1-2-2. A player like Nick Andre, he has a supreme mid-range game. Here's Seth Johnson, top of the key with Sobel. Carter wants the three, back rim to too strong. Rebound off of Herbstreit's hands, picked up by Seth Johnson, fouled by Drake Vogel. First foul of the game goes to Vogel. 6:26 for the opening quarter. Handling the pressure full court is critical against Nokomis, and then being able to attack in the half court. Free throw good for Seth Johnson. When Lincolnwood came in here a few weeks ago and beat Nokomis, they handled the pressure as good as it could be handled. Second free throw for Seth Johnson, the lefty. Lines it up and knocks it down. 4-2, Nokomis leads. Here comes the full court ball press with Sobel on the inbounder. Andre trapped on the baseline, spins away, and comes into the front court. Nokomis gave up the sideline that time, and Andre took advantage. If you're going to go up the sideline, keep going. Don't stop when you get across midcourt. You see that way too often. Here's Vogel. He triggers the three. Rimmed it out, no good. Offensive rebound, Matouche put back, no good. Contested in there by Sobel. Into the hands of Evan Herbstreit. 2 minutes played, first quarter, 4-2. Nokomis leads with the basketball. Here's Kendall Nodal. On the baseline, leads it for Seth Johnson. Back to Nodal. Top of the key now with Herbstreit. Down to Sobel, spins baseline, off the window a little bit strong, had a bad angle, pulled down by Drake Vogel. Vogel wants to push into the front court, leaves it for Smale, back to Drake. Three ball, corner pocket, too strong. Rebound picked up by Matouche on the weak side. Out to Smale, Dylan for three, yes. So off the offensive rebound, courtesy of Matouche, Smale sticks home the three, and Hillsboro out in front, 5-4. 5:20, first quarter. Jake Johnson, top of the key, turns and faces on Vogel, drives baseline all the way to the rim, left-hand layup counted in the foul for Jake Johnson. A fantastic move for Johnson off that baseline and finished with the offhand. Puts Nokomis in front, 6-5. The foul is the second on Hillsboro. See who they got the personal on. Jake Johnson for the old-fashioned three-point play. Got it. Hometown bounce hit the front rim and crawled over. Full court pressure. Sobel in the backcourt. Now Tekin able to get up the sideline. Skip past the Vogel, and Drake can't handle it cleanly. Out of bounds. Vogel tried to catch that ball all in one motion. He had to elevate to make the catch, and he was trying to make a pass without coming down. Fumbled it off his knee. Out of bounds. Nokomis takes a timeout, 5:06 for the opening quarter. Skins lead Hillsboro 7-5. Back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. After the Nokomis timeout, Skins bring it into the front court. Johnson has his pass rejected back by Teak and picked up by Herbstreit right at midcourt. Evans spinning at the top of the key. On the back pedal now, beyond the volleyball spike line. Right wing leaves it for Nodal. Kendall Nodal, top of the key with Sobel. Carter Sobel works left wing with Herbstreit. Sobel looking for post position. Matouche fronting him. They lob over the top, and they threw it out of bounds. First Nokomis turnover. Good idea, just not enough arc on that pass. Thrown on too much of a line. 7-5 Nokomis leads. Hillsborough with the basketball. Here is Vogel. Again, jumping to pass. That's a bad idea against this Nokomis outfit. In the right corner with Matouche. Gavin. Back to Vogel. Across the floor with Teakin. Jace Teakin back to Drake. In the right corner with Matouche. Top of the key, Andre. Back to Vogel. Left wing now with Teakin. Jace to the foul line. Back to Vogel. Open for three. Left it short. And the rebound down to Herbstreit. So Vogel's had three good looks. Missed all three. He continues to get those looks. He's going to be fine. Down to Johnson. Good job by Vogel to go straight up. Johnson rips it away, gets it back, and now he pivots around and leaves for Sobel. Carter, one dribble, pulls up, 15-footer, left it short. Offensive rebound. Nodal put back, won't go, and the rebound off of Vogel's fingertips. It'll stay with Nokomis. Hillsborough just could not secure the rebound there. With black jerseys all around the basketball, it just eluded him. Herbstreit on the baseline. Looking. Will lob into Carter. Sobel bounces to the middle of the lane. Pivots around. Drop step off the window. It's good. Carter's first bucket tonight, and there's nothing you can do defensively about that. Lead pass from Teakin to Matouche. A little behind Jace and stolen by Sobel. Great hustle by the big fella. 3:20 first quarter. A 9-5 Nokomis lead. Herbstreit bounce pass on the left wing with Seth Johnson. Here's Sobel, left side of the key. He'll fire a triple, left it a little short. Andre with the rebound, and he's fouled by Jake Johnson, who comes over his back. First foul on Nokomis. As the Skins will set up the ball press, Herbstreit on the point right now. Jake Johnson and Carter Sobel on the back end. Vogel will check out. Brock Bellivers in for Hillsborough, the 6'3 senior. In the backcourt, Smail up the sideline. With Andre still in the backcourt, now across midcourt with Smail. Into the hands of Teakin, back to Smail. Bounce pass to Jace, 3 minutes first quarter. Smail between the circles. Back to Teakin. In the corner it goes with Matouche, Gavin Matouche. Foul line to Andre. Nick Andre stripped on the way up by Jake Johnson. Third Hillsborough turnover. Great defense in there by Jake Johnson. Of course, he got the game-winning bucket in the Mohawk Championship game against Lincolnwood. Here's Herbstreit on the left wing. Spins baseline. Knocked out of play. It'll stay with Nokomis. 2.5 minutes, first quarter. It'll be Herbstreit to throw in as the Skins line everybody up along the baseline. Into Sobel. Heart of the lane. Spins. Oh, nice ball fake. Count it and the foul for Carter Sobel. He threw the ball fake. That had Bellivers leaving his feet, and then he pivoted around nicely, laid it up and in. A series of moves. 11-5, Nokomis. Andre out. That was his second personal foul. That'll get Vogel back in the ballgame. Free throw for Sobel is good. 5 points for Carter. 12-5, Nokomis, and Sobel onto the point of the ball press. That is a challenge when you got 6'8" on the point. Now they're trapping. Vogel behind the back pass, and he needed to do that to get out of trouble. He was trapped in the corner. Toppers into the front court with Teakin. Here's Matouche, 10-footer. Yes, for Gavin Matouche. 2:10 first quarter, a 5-point Nokomis lead. Boys basketball seeds will be out on Thursday. Of course, girls regionals begin on Monday. We'll have a triple header Monday night. Check the website, WSMIRadio.com, for the broadcast schedule. Herbstreit rises from the left elbow, no. Seth Johnson had the rebound, poked away out of bounds. It'll be Nokomis ball. The hoop season is winding down. Like everything else, it's flown by. In it goes to Sobel. Makes the catch, power bounce, and draws the foul. They'll get Bellivers. What a load Carter Sobel is. There's just nobody that can match the strength and the size. And then you factor in that he's highly skilled. Free throw is a little bit short. When you're 6'8" in small school basketball, you're a problem. When you're 6'8" and have the skill that Carter Sobel has, that's when you become an all-timer. Leading scorer in program history, leading scorer in Montgomery County history. 13-7, Nokomis leading Smale into the front court. Dillon works onto the left wing with Vogel. 95 seconds for quarter number one. Across the floor goes to Tekin in the right corner with Smale. Down to the block, Matouche makes the catch. Blocked from behind by Johnson. Gavin fights for it, gets it back, and we're going to get a jump ball. The Toppers will keep it on the arrow. Boy, Jake Johnson really got off the floor in a hurry right there. Matouche did not sense him from coming from the backside to block that shot. Tekin on the baseline. Looking. He will lob out to Vogel. Makes the catch near midcourt, and he's fouled by Herbstreit. That came on the challenge. Herbstreit in denial, but got his hip right into the body of Drake Vogel. Second foul on Nokomis. First on Herbstreit. 80 seconds for the opening quarter. Vogel handling out front. In the right corner with Bellever. Across the floor to Jace Tekin. Jace now gets a ball screen from Matouche. In the corner with Smale. Dillon Smale. Spins baseline. Cut off there by Jake Johnson. Across the floor to Vogel. Drake. One dribble. Pulls up from 18. Left it short. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Carter Sobel. That ball almost got tapped in. 50 seconds, first quarter, 13-7 Nokomis. Here's Herbstreit into the front court. Dangerous pass found its way home to Nodal. Kendall Nodal, top of the key with Jake Johnson. On the left wing with Herbstreit. Evan Herbstreit has Sobel on the baseline. Carter attacks and count it for Carter Sobel. 8 first quarter points for Sobel. 15-7 Nokomis, half a minute first quarter. Here's Smale coming into the front court. Dillon Smale on the right wing with Tekin. Jace drives baseline, bad pass out, going to be tipped and stolen by Herbstreit. Picked up by Sobel, lead pass Nodal, couldn't catch it cleanly, then he double dribbled. He bobbled it, then tried to take another dribble to collect himself, and that is a violation. Third, Nokomis turnover. Toppers can hold for the final shot, 15 seconds for the quarter. 15-7 Nokomis, Tekin. Between the circles with Smale. Vogel on the left wing back to Dillon. On the right wing with Jace with 5. Tekin, top of the key, turns the corner with 3. Rises, off the mark, no good. And Sobel down with the rebound. After one quarter, Nokomis leads Hillsboro 15-7. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Nokomis has an 8-point lead in the basketball to start the second quarter. Elijah Allman, a 5'11 freshman, has checked in for the Skins as Herbstreit will arrive from the right elbow. No. Rebound, Sobel, left-hand finish good for Carter. 10 points for Carter Sobel. Makes it 17-7 Skins. Three quarters court ball press here, just a slow Hillsboro up the floor. Tekin across the timeline, leaves it for Drake Vogel. Bounce pass to Teak on the left wing. Into the hands of Nick Andre back on the floor with 2 fouls. Andre cut off the baseline. Back to Tekin on the right wing with Vogel. Into the hands of Jace. Corner with Andre. Looking for Dillon McCamick, and he threw it right off the shoulder of Dillon. Out of bounds it goes. Fourth Topper turnover. And for the Toppers, Joe Vanzo don't like it. He wants a timeout. 7:09, first half. Nokomis leading Hillsboro 17-7. Back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Hillsboro timeout, Nokomis ball, 10-point lead, 7 minutes, first half. Man-to-man defense for Hillsboro. Herbstreit across the timeline, leaves it for Jake Johnson, right wing. Drives baseline off the window, rattled out. Gets the rebound back, puts it up and in. Jake Johnson with 5. He's had 2 real nice drives on that right baseline. He's only 6 foot tall, but man, does he play a lot bigger than that. He is fun to watch. Those undersized post players. Tough, tough business. Tekin on the attack. A lot of contact there. Jace winds up on the deck, and he'll wind up at the free throw line after the foul on Evan Herbstreit. That's his second. Third team foul. Seth Johnson into the game, replacing Allman. And for the Toppers, Matush and Smale return. Andre and McCamick out. Hillsboro ball on the baseline. Vogel to throw in. Gets it in near corner to Matush. Left wing with Smale. Back to Drake. Dumps it down to the block to Matush. Cut off there by Sobel. Kicks it out to Vogel. Into the hands of Smale. Right corner with Bellever. Right elbow now with Matush. Gavin kicks it back to Bellever. Top of the key. Tekin for three. Yes. Jace Tekin buries the three ball. His first points of the ball game. Good patient possession for Hillsboro that time. In and out. Both sides of the floor wind up with a wide open three. 19-10 Nokomis. 6 minutes first half. Here's Sobel. Drives baseline. Spins back and he's fouled by Bellever. Second on Brock Bellever. That is a tough, tough matchup. Not only for Bellever but any. Top of the draw is the assignment tonight. You could extend that out to everybody who's been matched up with Carter Sobel over the last 4 years. Free throw good. There isn't a coach in the area, and it's a wide area that won't be happy that Carter Sobel is graduated after this year. He's been tormenting area coaches for the better part of 4 years. That free throw rattles out no good. He started every game since his freshman year. What a career it's been. Here's McCamick. Leaves it back for Smale. In the corner with Jace Tekin. Down to the block to Matush. Back to Jace. Tekin leaves it off for Gavin Matush now. Matush spinning on Sobel. Nowhere to go. Tekin for another three. Too strong this time. Rebound down to Seth Johnson. And a reach-in foul on Matush. He tried to get the tie-up. Instead, he gets his first personal foul. Sixth team foul. We've been real fortunate to have the privilege to watch Carter Sobel here in his career at Nokomis. And you think about the players that we've seen in Montgomery County just in the last 5 years, girls and boys alike. It is a who's who list of basketball players. Enjoy it while you got it. 20-10, Nokomis with the lead, 5:25 for the first half of play. Herbstreet handling top of the key, leaves it for Seth Johnson. Left elbow with Sobel, down to the block to Jake Johnson. Attacks counted, and the foul again for Jake Johnson. He has seven, already has one old-fashioned three. He'll look to make it two. The foul on McCamick is his first. Johnson at the line for the old-fashioned three. The toss is short, almost kicked in, but it rolls out. Rebound down to Andre. He's in a hurry the other way. That's going to be a block on Herbstreet. And for Evan, that's going to be number three. He has three of the four Skins fouls. Kendall Nodal off the bench. He will replace Herbstreet. Nokomis is not deep. They ain't getting foul trouble, and it's a problem. Sobel guarding the inbounder. That's a problem at 6'8" for the opponent. Here's Vogel on the right wing. Leaves it back for Smale. Down to Matush. He's double-teamed. Kicks to Vogel. Open for three. Yes. Drake Vogel finally gets a three ball to go. 22-13. Nokomis leads inside of 5 minutes for the first half. Sometimes when Vogel sees the first one go, it starts to rain a little bit. Here's Zalman on the left wing. Spinning on Vogel. Cut off. Leaves it for Sobel. Matush to check him. Here's Zalman. Hounded by Drake Vogel on the left wing. Out to Seth Johnson near midcourt. Checked there by Andre. Johnson into the triple threat. In the corner it goes to Allman. Elijah, one dribble, pulls up, 18-footer. Knock it down, Elijah Allman. 24-13, Nokomis. 4:22, first half of play. Smale into the front court with a pass to Andre. Off to Smale, high post to Matu. She will turn and face at the foul line. Draws a double, kicks to Smale. Dillon. Off to Vogel. Quick trigger on the three. Left it a little bit short, and the rebound down to Jake Johnson. Halfway through quarter number two, a 24-13 Nokomis lead. Here comes Seth Johnson on the attack. Off the window. It's good for Johnson. His first field goal. He has four, and Joe Vanzo needs a timeout. 3:51 for the first half. Nokomis 26, Hillsboro 13. Back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Out of the topper timeout, Hillsborough ball trailing by 13. Tekin gets to the front of the rim, can't get it to go, but he is fouled, and two free throws for Jace Tekin. That is the fifth team foul on Nokomis. They'll get Elijah Allman on the personal, his first. Herbstreit has three of Nokomis' five fouls. He is on the bench sitting next to Coach Kimbrough. The free throw for Tekin is no good. He'll get a second toss. Nokomis doubling up Hillsborough, 26-13. Second free throw is good for Jace. Four for Tekin, makes it 26-14. Here comes Seth Johnson into the front court for Nokomis. Andre waits for him there on the left wing with Sobel. Working on Matouche. Gavin cuts him off the baseline. Now a bad pass by Sobel, stolen by Vogel. Drake, contact, counted in the foul for Vogel. He has five. And a free throw coming. That was all set up by Gavin Matusha's defense on Sobel in the left corner. He forced the errant pass. And now Vogel, a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Vogel's free throw is no good. Rebound tipped around, eventually corralled by Nokomis. 3:15 first half, 26-16 Skins lead with the ball. Here's Seth Johnson. Wanted Nodal. That was cut off by Smale. Leaves it for Jake Johnson at the right elbow. Almost taken away by Tekin. Jake Johnson gets it away to Sobel. Carter Sobel at the foul line, playing through contact there into the hands of Seth Johnson. As Terry Tilt used to say, when the POA boys are in the house, you're going to be allowed to play some ball. Steal, Vogel, layup, good. And that's how you want it to be. Let the kids decide the game. Got to be able to play through that contact. 2:35, first half, 26-18. There's a reach-in on Dylan Smale. And I mentioned that last Saturday when we were up in Lincoln for that wonderful affair, that in big school basketball, that's just how it is. There is more contact that you are allowed to play with in the big school than the small school, and I always find it refreshing when you go to a small school game and you see the ticky-tack stuff let go. That's what we have happening here tonight. Seth Johnson's free throw, no good. Rebound down to Jace Tekin. You just get a better flow in the game. The players will adjust. Here's Vogel. Tekin, left side of the key, off to Andre. 26-18. Toppers will get a bucket here, and it gets interesting. Vogel. On the baseline, cut off. Back to Tekin. Here's Andre. In the corner it goes to Smale. Back to Andre on the right wing. Into the hands of Tekin. Bounce pass to Matouche. Counted and the foul. Gavin Matouche with the left-hand finish. Went right at Sobel. And he'll be at the free throw line. And a chance for the three-point play. Another good possession for Hillsborough. They're on a 7-0 run since that timeout. Free throw for Matouche is off the heel, no good. And on the rebound, a whistle and foul on the toppers. It's Andre. That's his third. Well, that's a silly one. If you're Nick Andre, you cannot have that be your third foul, reaching in underneath your own hoop with 2:05 to play in the half. Coach Fanzo trusted his senior, and Nick Andre's aggressiveness got the best of him right there. It sends Jake Johnson to the foul line. 7 points and a half for Johnson. The free throw is no good. Missed the front end. Offensive rebound, Nodal, put back, no. Offensive rebound, Herbstreit, put back, rattles down. Evan Herbstreit with four. He's back on the floor with those three personal fouls. 28-20. Nokomis leads. Here's Bellever in the left corner. Down to Matouche. Spun right into Sobel. Kicks it back to Bellever. In the corner with Vogel. 4-3. No, too strong. Rebound down to Carter Sobel. 95 seconds first half. Well, Hillsborough had a free throw to get it to five. Missed it and then allowed Nokomis to get three offensive rebounds on the next trip. And eventually, Herbstreit cashed it in. 8-point skin lead. Sobel, foul line, left it short. Rebound down to Vogel. He wants to run. 3-on-1. Bounce pass. Matouche, layup. Good with the left hand. 6 for Gavin, a beautiful lead pass from Drake Vogel. A 6-point lead for Nokomis, 70 seconds first half. Toppers hanging around. Just 2-22 all-time against Steve Kimbrough. Never have beaten Steve Kimbrough in this gymnasium. Hard to imagine. But is it hard to imagine? As good as Nokomis has been for as long as they've been. When Joe Vanzo told me that stat before the game, 2-22, I had a look on my face as Vogel saves it to Matouche. What a play by Drake Vogel. Threw it behind his back on the sideline. Vogel attacks, fancy layup, good for Drake Vogel. He has 9, lead down to 4, half a minute for the half. But Coach Vanzo said, I understand why you had the look on your face. He's like, but I'm just happy to have the 2. And that's the feeling I think a lot of area coaches have. It is hard to get the W's when you're taking on Steve Kimbrough and Nokomis, especially in this building. Toppers have it down to 4. They were once down 26-13. It's now 28-24. 10 seconds for the half. Skins will get the final shot. Herbstreet out of the volleyball spike line with 5. Needs to go with 3. Pass is deflected right to Sobel. Does he have time? Off the window, and it rolls out for Carter Sobel. That would have been a big momentum bucket going into the locker room. But as it stands, the Hilltoppers have the momentum. Once down 13, they have cut the lead to 4. At the half, Nokomis 28, Hillsboro 24. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Nokomis had a 26-13 lead, and they looked like they were in complete control of the game. And they were until they weren't. Hillsboro closed the half on an 11-2 run, and they have trimmed the lead down to 4. Nokomis will have the Johnsons, Jake and Seth, Carter Sobel, Kendall Nodal, and Evan Herbstreet. The Toppers will start the half with the basketball. They have Dylan Smale, Drake Vogel, Jace Teakin, Gavin Matouche, and Nick Andre. The Toppers looking for just their 3rd win against Nokomis in the Steve Kimbrough era, and according to Joe Vanzo, they've never beaten Nokomis at Nokomis with Kimbrough as the coach. Andre misfires from 15, and the rebound down to Jake Johnson. And here we go, second half underway. Evan Herbstreet into the front court, working on Smale in the Topper man-to-man. Evan Herbstreet picks up the dribble, left elbow with Jake Johnson. Jake will turn and face, kicks out to Herbstreet now. On the right wing with Nodal. Kendall Nodal down on the block to Tassetti, and that ball is ripped away from behind by Drake Vogel. Here comes Drake, step back. That's a tough shot, too strong, and the rebound down to Nokomis and Kendall Nodal. Tassetti is sitting over there in uniform, warm-up off, but has yet to make an appearance here tonight. They are being very careful with him. They need him 100% or as close to it for postseason play. Here's Sobel on the attack. Missed it, got it back, sticks it in. 13 for Carter Sobel. You hate to see injuries of any kind, but especially for a senior who's had the success that Alex Tassetti has had, you hate to see an injury in their senior campaign, especially late in their senior year. Matouche steps through a triple team, and he was fouled. Hillsboro ball, baseline, out of bounds. They will get Jake Johnson. His 2nd, team's 1st of the half. Jay Steakin on the baseline, gets it into Vogel. Drake was going to rise up, but then realized, oh, Sobel's in front of me. I better pass it away. Andre on the spin, rattles it down. Nick Andre, his 2nd field goal. He has 4 points. A 4-point lead for Nokomis, 30-26. Clock running 6:20, 3rd quarter. Here's Herbstreet into the front court. Evan Herbstreet leaves it on the bounce for Seth Johnson. On the left wing, Sobel now left side of the key. On the right wing with Herbstreet. Drives baseline. Tough shot off the baseline. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Nodal too far under the rim. Seth Johnson with the rebound and put back, and he's fouled. 2 free throws for Seth Johnson. And there's been a number of occurrences tonight where Nokomis has had 2, 3, sometimes 4 offensive rebound opportunities on 1 trip. And foul for Hillsboro, the 1st of the half. The free throw for Seth Johnson is good. 5 for Seth Johnson. The foul goes on Gavin Matouche, his 2nd. The southpaw, Seth Johnson, has 5 points. Make it 6. Knocks down both tosses. He's now 4-5 for the free throw line. 6-point lead for Nokomis. 6 minutes, 3rd quarter. 3 quarters, court ball press here as Teakin comes into the front court, picks up the dribble as soon as he crosses the timeline. That's a bad idea. Stripped off Tekin's leg out of bounds. It'll be Nokomis ball. You just can't pick the dribble up right there. And that's the first time Hillsborough's done that tonight. You see it so often. You get across midcourt, whether you're in the corner or the middle of the floor, you pick up the dribble, and they're coming with that trap. Here's Nodal, top of the key with Sobel. Carter Sobel spinning, rising, and hitting. Carter Sobel with 15. Just like that, the lead is up to 8, 34-26. Here's Tekin on the left wing. Drives the baseline, cut off to Smale. Vogel for three, left it a little bit short, and Jake Johnson down with the rebound for Nokomis. So the Toppers battled back, and now all of a sudden the lead is back to 8, and Nokomis has the ball. Can they stretch it back to double digits? Sobel for three, just grazed the front iron, and the rebound down to Nick Andre. Lead pass to Vogel. Drake had to elevate, made a fancy one-handed catch. Hauled it in with the left hand. Here's Andre in the right corner. Steps through Seth Johnson, and he's called for steps. Sixth Hillsborough turnover. 4:55, third quarter. Joe Banzatone, the Toppers, just turned the page. On to the next play. Here's Herbstreit playing with three personal fouls across the timeline. With the left-hand dribble between the circles. Now bounce pass right wing to Kendall Nodal. Nodal feeds the block to Sobel. Carter on the baseline. Back to Herbstreit. Left wing now with Seth Johnson. Here's Carter at the left elbow. Turns and faces on Matouche. Spins. Contact, no whistle, and the rebound down to Andre. Lead pass to Vogel. Here comes Drake. He will pull up and knocks it down for about 12 feet. Drake Vogel with 11. Lead is down to 6 for Nokomis as we approach the midway point of the third quarter. Evan Herbstreit spinning on Smale. Pressure man-to-man from the Toppers. Herbstreit turns the corner and Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. Exactly 4 minutes to play in quarter number 3. Nokomis 34, Hillsborough 28. We're back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WUSMI. Final score is Lincoln Wood beats Sangamon Valley tonight 52-32. And in girls basketball earlier today, Triad, they beat Gillespie by the final score of 39-29. Of course, this is the final day of regular season basketball for 1A and 2A girls. Postseason set to begin on Monday. We'll have a regional quarterfinal triple header for you starting at 6 o'clock Monday night. And you can find our broadcast schedule online at WUSMIRadio.com. A 6-point Nokomis lead. They have the basketball with Sobel at the right elbow. Carter working on Matouche, gets to his spot, baseline, missed it, rebound tapped around off of Hillsborough. It'll stay with Nokomis. Skins have gotten multiple extra opportunities tonight, and they have been able to cash them in. In it goes to Nodal, right back to Herbstreit. 3:40. Third quarter. Evan at the foul line. Rises up. Left it a little short. Rebound down to Gavin Matouche. Tekin leaks out. He has a run out. Up and down for the easy deuce. Nice outlet from Gavin Matouche. Nokomis just didn't get back. The lead is back down to 4. 34-30 Nokomis. 3:23. Here's Herbstreit. Behind the back into the front court. Lazy pass stolen by Vogel. Drake goes up and down for the easy deuce. That was a left-handed layup, and he never even brought his right hand onto the basketball. 34-32. This is as close as Hillsborough has been since the first quarter. Herbstreit on the spin, leaves it back for Nodal. Kendall Nodal way on the left wing into the hands of Elijah Allman. Back to Nodal. Top of the key with Sobel. Into the hands of Herbstreit. Smale went for the steal, didn't get it. Evan will rise, too strong. Rebound down to Drake. Vogel. He's quickly into the front court. In the corner with Tekin. Jace tries the baseline, cut off by Jake Johnson. Teek on the dribble, brings it back. Vogel on the right wing in the right corner to Smale. High post to Matouche. Gavin pivots around, leaves it for Tekin. In the corner, Bellever for three, and the lead. Yes! Brock Bellever knocks down the triple. His first bucket of the ball game. And don't look now, Hillsborough's taking the lead 35-34. Their first lead since it was early in the first quarter, 5-4, something like that. 35-34 now, Toppers in front. Johnson at the foul line. Leaves it for Nodal. Here's Sobel. on the right wing with Herbstreit. Return pass to Carter, deflected out by Matouche. It'll stay with Nokomis. Seth Johnson going to check in for the Skins, replacing Elijah Allman. Nick Andre back on the floor for the Toppers. Drake Vogel will get a breather. 2 minutes, third quarter. At one point, Hillsborough trailed 26-13. They now lead 35-34. Inbounds to Sobel. Spins middle. No, but he's fouled. Made that catch on the left block. Spun back to the middle of the paint. And he'll be at the free throw line. They will get Gavin Matouche. That is his third. At the free throw line, Carter Sobel. Toss. Good. Sobel with 16. That ties the game at 35. That's the number Carter wears on the Nokomis jersey. Second toss is good. Rattled at home. 17 for Carter Sobel. 36-35 Nokomis. Skins back in front. Minute 50, third quarter. Toppers handle the ball, press nicely. And for the most part, Hillsborough has handled the full court, three-quarters court pressure tonight. Here's Smale. Leaves it for Andre. Back to Dillon. High post to Matouche. Gavin turns, faces, kicks. Tekin for three. Rattles it down. Jace Tekin with nine. And we're exchanging buckets now. 38-36 Toppers. 90 seconds, third quarter. Evan Herbstreit comes across the timeline. Bounce pass in front of the Nokomis bench to Kendall Nodal. Drives baseline, cut off by Bellever. Nodal pivots around, leads it off for Jake Johnson. Johnson back to Herbstreit. Tucks it under the right arm and directs some traffic. 70 seconds for the third quarter. Off to Nodal. Volleyball spike line extended. Back to Herbstreit as we approach the final minute of the third quarter. 38-36 Hillsborough. Here's Johnson at the right elbow. Works to the baseline. Tekin does a good job to cut him off there. Now Johnson leaves it for Sobel at the free throw line. Carter, one dribble, pulls up from 14, knocks it down. Carter Sobel has 19, and we are tied at 38. Clock running, 40 seconds, third quarter. Here's Andre. Leaves it back for Smale. In the corner to Tekin. Off to Matouche. Gavin, triple teamed, and he is fouled. That'll be the second team foul of the half. They're going to get Jake Johnson with his third personal foul. And here comes Alex Tassetti. Alex Tassetti on the floor for the first time tonight. Missed a lot of time with an ankle injury. 25 seconds for the third quarter. Tassetti on the point of the 1-2-2. You know he's itching to go here. 18 seconds for the quarter. Toppers will hold for the final shot. 10 seconds. Tied at 38. Smale off the Tekin volleyball spike line in the corner with Andre with 5 seconds. Andre, that pass is tipped. Nick picks it up. He's got to fire the three, but he double dribbled. Yep, he did. So the Toppers do not get a shot off. Just half a second for the third quarter. Into Tassetti. Lets it fly. Three quarters court. No. If that would have gone in, that would have been a heck of a way to come back. After three, it is Nokomis, 38. Hillsborough, 38. We're back with the Money Quarter following these messages on WSMI. Money Quarter time tied at 38. Hillsborough and Nokomis, according to Joe Vanzo, Hillsborough has never beaten Steve Kimbrough in this gym in his 39 years. They are just 2-22 all time against Steve Kimbrough as Tassetti rattles it down from 15 feet. Welcome back, Mr. Tassetti. He is such a critical part for this club moving into postseason play. Got to have him fully operational. He's been battling that left ankle injury for a long, long time this year. Rest is the only thing to fix it, and you just don't have that amount of time during the season. Vogel for three, missed it, and the rebound down to Tassetti. 40-38, Nokomis with the lead and the ball, 7-10 ball game. Evan Herbstreit into the front court. Leaves it for Alex on the left wing. Tassetti on the baseline, Jake Johnson. Johnson spins, cut off. Nice bump fake up and in for Johnson. He has nine. Oh, that was beautiful. Used the pump fake, then the pivot, and he gets the bucket. Here's Andre trapped on the sideline. Skip past to Vogel in the corner to Bellever. Brock back to Vogel. Here's Tekin, top of the key, kicks to Drake, and Tekin fouled on the attack. Herbstreit's fourth personal foul. Been one of those nights for Evan. Tassetti will check out. Nodal back in. A good spurt there for Alex Tassetti. You can tell he's breathing a little bit heavy, and why wouldn't he be? He has missed a lot of time trying to get that ankle right. 6:35 for the game. 42-38 Nokomis. Here's Matouche. Tekin, top of the key three. Missed it too strong, and the rebound down to Sobel. The only 4 points of the quarter belong to Nokomis. 6:20 for the game. Herbstreit working on Vogel. Drake almost picked it. It will be called for the foul. His second. Team's third. Nokomis led 15-7 after one, built it up to 26-13 midway through the second. Hopper's got it down to four at the half, tied at 38 after three. Now Nokomis up four, and Sobel loses the handle, and Vogel can't corral it as he goes headlong right in front of the Topper bench, loses the basketball. The clubs exchange turnovers there. Dylan Smale will return, replacing Brock Bellever. Nice crowd on hand here tonight. I'd say just about as many Hillsboro folks as Nokomis folks. And they've been treated to a good one. 42-38, Skins lead with the ball. 6 minutes to play. Sobel at the left double. One bounce, gets to the middle of the lane, rises up and knocks it down. 21 for Carter Sobel. 6 point lead for Nokomis. Long way to go, but this feels like a must-score possession for Hillsboro. They need points of some kind. A 6-0 run for the Skins to start the money quarter. Here's Tekin, left wing with Smale. Dylan Smale puts it on the deck. Back to Tekin it goes. Into the hands of Nick Andre in the right corner. Andre crosses over, cut off by Sobel. Leaves it for Matouche. Here's Tekin. He rises at the foul line, almost banked it in. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Nokomis and Nodal at the free throw line. Another empty possession for the Toppers. 5:15 ball game. 44-38, Nokomis leading. Here's Herbstreit. His initial pass cut off, leaves it for Jake Johnson in the high post, fouled by Jace Tekin. First on Jace, fourth on the Toppers here in the half. 5:10 to play in the ballgame. Seth Johnson in front of the Nokomis bench, gets it into Herbstreit. Back to Johnson, down on the block to Sobel. Carter, one bounce off the window, it's good. 23 for Carter Sobel. He is so good. And Joe Vanzo needs a timeout. 5:02 for the ball game. Skins start the quarter on a nice little run. It's 44-38, 5:02 to play in the ball game. Back to Nokomis following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Nokomis. The Skins leading 46-38, an 8-0 run to start the fourth quarter. Sobel has 4 points in the quarter. Tassetti got the first bucket of the quarter. Jake Johnson has a bucket in the quarter. Johnson has 9 points tonight. Sobel with 23. Right now, he's the only Skin in double figures. 5 minutes to play in the game. 46-38. Now the Toppers really do need a bucket. Here's Andre. Gets to the right elbow, rises up, and knocks it down. Had to have it if you're the Topper. 6 for Andre. A 6-point lead for Nokomis, 4:40. For quarter number 4. Here's Herbstreit between the circles. Leaves it off for Nodal. Kendall Nodal gets past Vogel, rises up, and he's fouled by Jace Tekin. Tekin got him on the release. Second foul on Jace. Fifth team foul, stops the clock with 4.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. At the free throw line, Kendall Nodal, 6'1 junior, has not scored tonight. Free throw is good. So Nodal's first point makes it a 7-point Nokomis lead, 47-40. Second free throw for Nodal. Good. Gets the pair the lead back to 8 for Nokomis. Three quarters court pressure with Herbstreit on the point. Here's Smale. Comes across the timeline. Bounce pass high post. Kicked out of there. It'll stay with Hillsborough. That pass was going into a congested area. There were three Redskins surrounding Gavin Matouche. Even if he catches that ball, he's got nowhere to go. Tekin gets it in to Andre. Nick Andre brings it back right side. He wants Smale to come and get the basketball into the hands of Dylan. Right side of the key with Matouche. Back to Smale. In the corner, Vogel. Drake Vogel. Back to Tekin. Here's Andre in the right corner. Nick Andre off to Smale. Dylan Smale back to Andre. He'll tee up the three. Yes, Nick Andre. He doesn't take many, but he knocks it down there. Nine for Andre. 5-point lead for Nokomis. Halfway through the money quarter. Herbstreit spinning at midcourt, coming across the timeline. Here's Sobel in the right corner off to Nodal. Top of the key with Herbstreit. Left wing, Seth Johnson. On the baseline, Jake Johnson. Back to Seth. Down to Sobel at the left elbow. Nice pass down to Nodal. No look. Rejected by Vogel, but fouled. And for Drake Vogel, his third, team's sixth. A nice no-look bullet pass from Carter Sobel. Went from the left elbow down to the right block and found its home to Kendall Nodal. Nodal just made a pair of free throws. Right back at the line. Toss is no good this time. Stays a 5-point Nokomis lead, 3:33 to play. Second toss for Kendall Nodal. He got it. One out of two for Nodal. 3 of 4 from the foul line is Kendall all here in the fourth quarter. 49-43. Nokomis leads. Toppers have the ball. Between the circles with Smale. Off to Vogel. Drake Vogel into the hands of Tekin on the left wing. Jace Tekin across the floor with Vogel in the corner to Andre. Nick attacks, draws all sorts of contact. And Seth Johnson took the worst of that, and he's going to get whistled for the foul, too. He gets up shaking his head in disbelief. As Andre is a very physical player. Tekin on the baseline. Gets it in to Vogel. Drake on the ball fake. Works right wing. Now back to Tekin. He's open for three. Can't get it. Offensive rebound to Matouche. Back to Smale. Here's Vogel, left side of the key, off to Andre. 3-minute mark ball game, 6-point Nokomis lead. Big, big possession right now for Hillsborough. In the corner with Smale, thought about the three, dumps it down to Matouche, draws a crowd back to Dylan. Smale kicks to Tekin. Jace, dribble drive back to Vogel. Top of the key, 4-3, air ball. 2:44 for the game, over to Nokomis it goes. Don't see that very often. Went wide left for Drake. Very uncharacteristic. Yeah, you shoot enough of them, some of them are going to end like that. That's just the way it works. 2.5 for the ball game. You just prefer it not to happen at this stage of the game. But so it goes. 2:25 to play. A 6-point Nokomis lead. Here's Sobel at the top of the key. He'll put it on the deck and bring it out towards midcourt into the hands of Evan Herbstreit. Seth Johnson has it now right side of the key, and Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 2:14 to play. Nokomis 49, Hillsborough 43. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. 2:14 to play. Nokomis leading Hillsborough 49-43. Hillsborough has never beaten Nokomis in the Steve Kimbrough era. That according to Topper head coach Joe Vanzo. Nokomis is 22-2. Under Steve Kimbrough against the Toppers. 49-43. This one has not been easy. And then away from the ball, we've got a whistle and foul. It's going on Andre. He was too physical with Seth Johnson away from the basketball. It's his fourth. And that puts Hillsborough over the limit. So bonus free throws for Nokomis. 2:01 to play. It'll be Seth Johnson at the free throw line. He's 4 of 4 tonight. Johnson, the 6'1 junior. The toss is good. No, it's not. Rattled out. And the rebound is off of Hillsborough. It'll belong to Nokomis. I don't know how that ball didn't stay down. That thing looked like it dipped below the cylinder and then worked back up. Nokomis ball on the baseline after Hillsborough again could not secure the offensive or the defensive rebound. Here's Seth Johnson, leaves it for Jake Johnson on the right elbow. Inside of 2 minutes to play. Out front with Sobel. Leaves it off for Herbstreit. Evan Herbstreit is fouled by Dylan Smale with 107 seconds to play. Eighth team foul, one in bonus for Evan Herbstreit, the 5'10 junior. The foul on Smale is his second. Got to make the first to get the second. Toss good. Five for Evan Herbstreit, a 7-point lead for Nokomis. They started the quarter on an 8-0 run after we were tied at 38 through three. Second toss is off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Nick Andre. Nick might have hurt himself on that rebound. Looked like he had a little limp as he came up the floor. 95 seconds to play. A 7-point lead for Nokomis. Matouche attacks and draws the foul. He'll get two free throws. Gavin tonight, 6 points all coming in the first half. He's 0 for 1 at the free throw line. The foul on Jake Johnson, his fourth. Matouche's first free throw is good. 7 for Gavin. That gets the Toppers within 6, 50-44. Andre out, Bellever in. Offense for defense. Andre definitely walking with a little hitch in his giddy up. Second free throw for Matouche. Good. Gavin gets the pair. 8 for Matouche. 5-point lead for Nokomis. And the Toppers showing a little man-to-man pressure here. Herbstreit in the backcourt. A reach-in foul on Smale. Ninth team foul to the free throw line goes Evan Herbstreit. He just made 1 out of 2. Still 1 in bonus. The next Topper foul will be the 10th, and it'll be 2 free throws the rest of the way from that point. Bellever out, Andre back in. 87 seconds to play. 50-45, Nokomis. Free throw for Herbstreit, left it short. Rebound down to Andre, missed the front end. Here come the Toppers. Clock running 80 seconds. Nick spinning wild. Counted and the foul. Holy smokes. Nick Andre. He split two defenders at the foul line. Then with the spin, fading to his left, going down to the ground with contact. Almost on the ground. Lets the ball go and knocks it down. As Bill Walton would say, I want to know the last time he made that shot. That was a ridiculous effort for Nick Andre. Pulls the Toppers within 3 and a free throw coming. The foul on Evan Herbstreit is his 5th, so he has fouled out. Elijah Allman into the ballgame. This to get Hillsboro within 2. Andre's free throw is no good. And the rebound down to Nokomis. One possession game, 50-47. Skins lead with the ball, 70 seconds to play. Here's Seth Johnson on the wing to Allman. To Sobel on the block to Johnson. Oh, that ball's turned over. Tried the underhand shovel to Sobel, ill-advised. Lead pass, Tekin, layup, nope, but he's fouled. 62 seconds to play, and Jace Tekin will be at the free throw line. Boy, the last pass from Jake Johnson was just ill-advised as he had the ball on the left block. Carter cut baseline. There was just not enough room there. Too much congestion. Results in the turnover. Free throw is good for Tekin. Hit all the rim and drop down. Hillsboro within 2. This to get the Toppers within 1. Free throw no good. Rattled out. Down to Jake Johnson goes the rebound. Into the final minute of the ball game. Lead pass to Sobel. 50-48 Nokomis. Sobel handling out front. Picks up the dribble, leaves it back for Allman. Elijah off the window, it's good. Nice ball fake for the freshman. He has 4. 4-point lead, Nokomis. 40 seconds for the game. Here's Vogel on the left wing, in the corner with Andre. Cut off the baseline, out to Smale. Dylan has to elevate. Kicks to Tekin. That 3 partially blocked by Sobel. And we're going to get a foul reaching in on Matouche. 28 and a half seconds to play. Sobel, the great closeout there. Tekin thought that he got fouled, but I think Sobel, he got all ball there. At 6'8", he closed out and altered that shot and maybe altered the game. The foul on Matouche, his 4th. Jake Johnson at the free throw line. Double bonus time. 9 points for Jake. The toss is no good. Stays a four-point Nokomis lead with 28.5 seconds to play. Nodal and Seth Johnson, they are waiting back on the defensive end. Second free throw for Jake Johnson. That one's short, missed the pair, but the offensive rebound down to Sobel. Stripped away by Smale, but Dillon runs out of real estate and winds up out of bounds. It'll stay with Nokomis. Once again, Hillsborough not able to secure a defensive rebound. Seth Johnson in the deep corner gets it into Nodal. Kendall Nodal is going to be fouled by Jace Teakin. The third on Jace. Two more free throws now for Nokomis. 22.2 to play. Kendall Nodal, 3 of 4 from the foul line for all three of his points. He'll get two tosses here. With Nokomis leading by 4. That free throw, no good. Spun out. Second free throw now for Nodal. 52-48 Nokomis. Second toss is good. Kendall gets 1 out of 2. He has 4. The lead is 5. Just 20 seconds left. Topper's got to go in a hurry. Andre to Smale. Top of the key 3. Got to have it. Can't get it. Back rim. Rebound down to Almond. Gets it off to Sobel. And Carter is fouled by Dylan Smale. Give the Toppers credit. Boy, did they battle here tonight. They were down 26-13 midway through the second. Closed the half on an 11-2 run. Got the lead down to 4. Won the third quarter. Had it tied at 38 heading to the fourth. Then Nokomis started the fourth quarter on an 8-0 run. Free throw for Sobel off the heel and no good. Hillsborough was never able to recover from that 8-0 start to the money quarter. They got it down to 2 at one point, but could not get any closer. Here's Vogel, deep 3, no, as the Sobel free throw was no good. Matouche on the rebound, put back no, and free throws for Gavin Matouche. Jake Johnson is down. I think he's cramping. He was holding his right leg a couple of sequences ago, and now he is down on the ground, and he is in pain. It looks like a cramp to me. It has that feel as Joe Gasprich is on the scene now, and I think that's exactly what the situation is for Jake Johnson. Just 3.2 seconds left in the ballgame, 53-48. Nokomis with the lead, and Jake Johnson is cramping. So we will take a break. We'll come back to Nokomis following these messages on WSMI. With Jake Johnson able to walk off the floor to the end of the bench, he goes, and they will continue to work on that calf muscle there. That appears to be what is cramping. And, man, if you have never had a cramp, you can't really appreciate how much it hurts. It hurts as much as anything could possibly hurt. 3.2 left in the game. Matouche at the free throw line. Rattles out, no good. Great effort from Hillsborough tonight, but they're going to come up just short. Second free throw good for Gavin. He has 9 points. 4-point lead for Nokomis. Toppers will set up in full court pressure. They will hope for the steal and a miracle. In it goes to Sobel. And that is going to be the ball game. Nokomis will survive here tonight as the Skins beat Hillsborough 53-49. And Steve Kimbrough winds up 23-2 against the Toppers for his Hall of Fame career. We'll take a break. We're back to wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Nokomis wins it 53-49. And I'm going to tell you, in 2020, teams don't win many games when they don't make a 3 and miss 15 foul shots. But Nokomis found a way to get it done. We were tied at 38 after 3. Nokomis started the fourth quarter on an 8-0 run. Alex Tassetti came into the ballgame, his only appearance early in that fourth quarter. He knocked down a 15-footer off the left elbow. That put Nokomis up 40-38. It's a lead they would not relinquish in the fourth quarter. The Toppers got within too late in the game, but Nokomis able to hang on and win it here tonight, 53-49. Nokomis was just 4 of 14 from the free throw line in that fourth quarter. That allowed Hillsborough to stay in the ballgame. The Skins finished 14 of 29 for the game from the charity stripe. Carter Sabala had 23, the only Nokomis player to reach double figures. 9 for Jake Johnson, 6 for Seth Johnson, 5 for Evan Herbstreit, 4 for Elijah Almond, 4 for Kendall Nodal, and 2 big points for Alex Tassetti. With the win, Nokomis now 17-9 on the year. And up next for Nokomis, they will be taking on Pawnee coming up on Tuesday. For Hillsboro, with the loss, they fall to 9-17 on the year. They were led tonight by Drake Vogel's 13 points, 11 for Nick Andre, 10 for Jace Teakin, 9 for Gavin Matouche, 3 for Brock Bellever, 3 for Dylan Smale. Hillsboro hit 6 threes on the night. They finished 5 of 12 from the free throw line. Nokomis led 15-7 after one. They were up 26-13 midway through the second quarter. The Toppers then closed the first half on an 11-4 run to make it 28-24 Nokomis. The Toppers won the third quarter 14-10, and Nokomis scored the first 8 in the fourth quarter, and they win it 53-49. Up next for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, they will be at Staunton on Tuesday night for South Central play. Thanks to all the people here at Nokomis High School for their hospitality, Athletic Director Kevin McDonald and everyone with Nokomis. We thank them. They treat us so good every time we come into town. Thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year, because without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Girls Regionals start next week. We'll have a quarterfinal triple header Monday night. Two live games from the 2A Carthenville Regional. Litchfield-Pittsfield live at 6. Hillsboro-North Mac live at 7:30. And then right here from Nokomis in a 1A Regional quarterfinal, Lincolnwood and Sandoval. That broadcast about 9 o'clock Monday night. All three games on FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Nokomis beats Hillsboro 53-49. This is Tim Mize saying goodnight from Nokomis.